Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, 6:47 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. A record for COVID-19 cases reported in Kansas for a seven-day period. 16% positive test results.
Two.
Supreme Court nominee Barrett facing tough criticism from Democrats.
One.
First presidential debate tonight. Trump and Biden square off in Cleveland. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a disturbance in traffic being reported. It's basically at the east gates of McConnell Air Force Base at this time. So just off of Rock Road there, watch out for a potential traffic slowdown as there's investigation going on. That's a disturbance happening right there around the front gates of McConnell Air Force Base off of Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 50. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 83. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 9 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 6:48, Steve and Ted in the morning. Wall Street begins the week on an up note ahead of a presidential debate and jobs report.
Stocks staging a rally to kick off the week with all three major averages posting gains of more than 1.5% as investors remain hopeful about the possibility of a new stimulus deal. House Speaker Pelosi confirming that a last-minute $2.4 trillion aid package could still be passed. Positive sentiment resulting in a broad rally that saw gains across the board, particularly in tech and cyclical stocks. Financials also carried the markets with J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all jumping 2% apiece. And another merger Monday gave hope to the current state of corporate deal-making with Devon Energy and WPX Energy announcing a merger of equals worth about $12 billion. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
A major hospital chain operating in the U.S. and Britain says its computer networks were knocked offline by an unspecified security issue. Universal Health Services, which has 400 hospitals and clinics, said on its website Monday that its network was offline and doctors and nurses had to resort to paper records. Said no patient or employee data appeared to have been accessed. People posting online claiming to be employees of the chain said its network was hit by ransomware. 6:49 now, make it 6:50, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Too much insurance or not enough? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, how much of what type of insurance should you carry? That's a tough one to figure out sometime, but we're going to go through them. Insurance companies need to cover their costs and, of course, make some money. They're there for profit. They develop risk pools, and the majority of insured will rarely collect more in benefits than the premiums that they pay. Well, how do you determine whether you need coverage and whether you don't? Well, when it comes to purchases of electronics and phones, you'll often be offered an extended warranty. After reading the fine print, I rarely buy this coverage as policies sometimes have an onerous upfront charge in addition to a premium that is a bit steep. But if you lose your phone and crack your screen a lot, maybe it is a good idea for you. Now, whether required by law or not, you'll want liability auto insurance. If you have an older car of relatively low value, you may want to self-insure and skip collision and comprehensive insurance. That covers the things on the car. Or carry a very high deductible. Now, if you owe on the car, you're going to need full coverage. You may own your house outright. You still want homeowner's insurance. It would be a shame to be stuck with the bill of rebuilding or replacing all the contents. To save on the premiums, keep it to a high deductible plan. That is, if you can afford the deductible, if necessary. Life insurance will replace your income if something happens to you. For many, term life is adequate. The plan being you'll be insured until your estate grows high enough amount to be able to self-insure. Whole life and variable or whole products are much more expensive, but they have their place. Let your certified financial planner help you with how much coverage and what type is best for you and your family. Don't overbuy. Just have enough to cover. Disability insurance is underutilized. It is as important as life insurance for a young family. And long-term care insurance can be very complex. Examine policies with your CFP professional. And, of course, if you have any questions on any of these, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
My late father toiled in the insurance game for about the last 20 years of his working. And, Chris, the saying from the agents was, you never have enough insurance. agents, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's because they're collecting premiums. That's,
right.
That's why.
Absolutely. That's right. I don't know. It's a good idea. I don't know on the scale of 1 to 10 how well I'm insured, my wife and I, but I think we're in pretty good shape.
Well, it is a huge part of financial planning.
Yeah.
You know, it's risk management, and it's a big part of it, and a lot of people often overlook it.
Now, you're a veteran. Today is National VFW Day.
VFW. Oh, my goodness.
Honors the men and women devoted to this valuable organization and those members who have served our nation. Members of VFW hold a longstanding history of volunteerism in their communities.
Yeah, that's true.
When I was when I was a youngster, we lived in Kingman for a time, and during that time, my dad was he was very active in the local VFW. And one of the things that we did in the summertime as part of the VFW is we ran the concession stand at the fast-pitch softball field down in the south part of the town, where they had a fast-pitch men's softball league that was incredible. Those guys could really play. And so dad and my brothers, my mom and I, we all ran the concession stand on summer nights. It was a lot of fun.
Did you have chili and hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in the front of it was right behind home plate where they had the concession stand in a little house.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, cool.
And up on the top, you had to go up this ladder, and the top up there was where the PA announcer sat and could, you know, do the PA announcing. And that's where my dad let me do PA announcing one night when I was about 9 years old. And,
oh, my goodness.
That's where I got hooked on radio right there.
I was going to say, that's where you busted your chops on it. That's great.
Little weasel, you know, little guy voice out there trying to be an announcer. I'm sure it was terrible.
Oh, that's great.
But it's kind of fun. VFW, though, a very active veterans group, and they do a lot of good things in this world. So VFW.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow then, 6:55, Steve and Ted. And coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted, including a preview of the first presidential debate that's on tap tonight. And by the way, you can hear live coverage of that tonight at 8 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.